Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Legs?
The ace is on the case.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Many, many French fries.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall Dick, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We're 30 seconds until kickoff on the 98.5 of the Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network, and surprisingly, no one has seen Bill Belichick.
This is crazy, Bob. I mean, he's the first guy that's always on the field, ready to go. First guy to have his team ready. And oh, my God, what the hell is that?
All the lights have just gone off in Gillette Stadium. Wait a minute. There's now one lone spotlight shining on an older gentleman who looks to be dressed as Superman. He's now sliding down some zip line from the 300 section as Livin' on a Prayer begins to play loudspeakers.
It's like Richie Sambora. Look out, Bob. It looks like Bill Belichick has got Bon Jovi.
Unreal. Bill has now landed onto a stage with exploding pyro and smoke. Gigantic letters behind him flashing, Kiss My Ring. Get to crack a smile.
This is great, Bob Belichick. Play some Sugar on Me.
Because the music never stops, man.
We have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers, many, many French fries.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, we are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. I saw more photos of Clemson's visit to the White House and the many, many fries. I'm calling that into question because he put the fries into these like paper presidential
cups. Presidential cups, like they had the presidential seal on it. So what he had to do, so I imagine them ordering, I don't know, you know, 300 orders of large fries from McDonald's, them saying, well, there's more than 300 people that might come here. Maybe there's 600 people. So what we're going to do is we're going to dump out all the fries and then put them into individual cups so people think that they're getting more than they actually should. Right.
It was not a full order of fries.
No, it was like 18 fries. Not many, many French fries.
Many, many French fries.
You just tend to inflate things a little.
Yeah. Many, many French fries.
I mean, that story, I mean, 24 hours later, all day yesterday, I was still laughing at it because every picture that had him in it, like, I've never seen him happier than him in front of that table, just that mountain of food.
And then I, like, read that there was an actual message behind it in that I knew that he was doing it because of the shutdown and everything. But, like, it was, like, to show middle America that he was into American food.
That is reading way too into it. That dude just loves fast food.
I know he does, but I think that he feels that is the that's the ultimate.
The best is him bragging about how he paid for it. And there were a bunch of places that broke down the numbers and how much it would have cost. Yeah. And like, there's anything. Okay, the high on the high end, it was like $2,000. But on the low end, because they were saying, well, you know, these could have been on like the 2 for $5 venues. They had it at like $800. I mean, this is a guy that like,
wow,
like says his fortune's supposed to be like where they
sacrifice yourself for the good of the country like that.
Right.
My goodness.
The dude just couldn't have been happier. And one of our listeners made the best point yesterday is that in front of him, there's that photo of him, you know, with his hands up. He's so happy. And there's all these like well-placed, just like every single box of Big Mac was placed next to and they made it like look like very presentable, except the stack of burgers right in front of him was missing like two of them. So, you know, my man just couldn't help himself and dug in before the photo op was taken.
Yeah.
And it was great as he's walking out. He's like, you know, talking to the cameraman about how amazing this was. He goes, you know, help yourself. You know, just
enjoy your food.
You know, listen, take one. There's plenty to go around.
And then he said, after it, that on Twitter, that it was so exciting and that it was all gone within an hour.
Well, he said, on the clip that we had played, that it was 300 burgers. And then yesterday on Twitter, he said it was 1,000, but he also said it was hamburgers. He spelled hamburgers wrong. And to that, I think Burger King said, we've run out of hamburgers today, but we do have hamburgers.
Yes.
So
he is a treasure.
Dude was as happy as could be. Just, I mean, he was like, now we're talking.
French fries?
Yeah, well, many, many French fries.
Many, many French fries.
Unquantifiable amount of French fries. All right, let's get to the important stuff. Joey, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey. What's up?
First, I've always wanted to say, well, Dick, where you at?
What it do?
Thank you. Freddie T., many, many French fries, steak and eggs, and meatballs to you on this happy birthday to you from one January 16th guy to another.
Oh, how much did we get screwed with January 16th? So close to Christmas.
Right after Christmas, yeah. Well, my daughter's actually December 22nd, so she kind of gets, she gets the same treatment.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, so happy 44th to you, happy 43rd to me, and as always, Sarge sucks on the radio.
That's right, absolutely.
Happy birthday to you. The one thing about your birthday is it's tough for everyone around you to get you presents. My wife's birthday's on the 14th. It was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And so you use all your creativity for the Christmas present.
Yes.
And then the 14th comes rolling around and you say, I don't know what to get you. Yeah. I have no idea what my wife's
birthday is at the end of the month. Same thing. I mean, she has Christmas, her birthday, and Valentine's Day like all in a row.
Yeah, and you just run out of things. Yeah. You're like, so what I end up doing is I usually end up getting like a bunch of, and this is why you do get ripped off, is I end up getting like some Christmas presents, and then I'll hold back a few and say, man, I'm going to need this.
Yeah.
I just like put them aside, and then I don't have to think about it as much on the 14th.
Yeah, I always got a lot for Christmas. I'm an only child, so would get a lot for Christmas. And then, like on my birthday, like I'd get like a goldfish. Like, it was just, you got screwed.
Yeah. I could totally see that. I mean, obviously not as bad as it being the end of December. Those people I really feel sorry for. Then I guess, like, this is a Christmas and birthday present together.
It's almost essentially the same thing. But my kids are very lucky. They have May and July. So, I mean, that's where you're living.
Sure.
That's where you really have an at it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You get to do that. But, yeah, you get kind of screwed. There's that man knows. And he's the 14th. Oof.
Yeah, that's Mary. Yeah, she's the 14th.
Yeah, that's no good. No good. So Michigan, very quickly, just to then again explain how much I can't stand Jim Harbaugh.
You're the first person I thought of when I read this.
Yeah, they offered a scholarship to a 13-year-old.
Yeah, seventh grader.
Seventh grader from Southfield, Michigan. They've offered him a scholarship, which I'm sure is, you know, a legit scholarship.
Yeah, I was like, how do you do that? Like, I don't know.
No, you do that so you get on ESPN and that they say you've offered a kid a scholarship. Do you know how, like, in seventh grade, how much can go sideways? You have no idea how good a kid's going to be in seventh grade. So this is all cosmetic.
So what's the story on this? Now, is this coming from Michigan or is this coming from some parent of a kid who's trying to get attention?
No, it's coming from
Someone from Michigan said there's a seventh grade kid that we like and we've actually offered a scholarship to.
Yes, it says Wolverines coach Jim Harbaugh extended the offer after watching tape of the 13-year-old signal caller while visiting the school searching for high school projects at Southfield High. Brian Marshall coaches running backs along with his brother Aaron, who is also offense coordinator at Southfield. So they are they have extended that offer, which I'm sure they cannot renege on. I'm just it's just annoying as hell.
I mean, that all I know is that Friday Night Tykes was the one show that made me not surprised by any of this. Did you guys watch Friday Night Tykes?
I watched the first season. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, the first season is the only one I watched too. It kind of, after a while, you almost feel dirty watching it. But in the first episode, remember there was that dad who got that recruiting card for his son, and he's continuing to brag about how this guy was recruiting his son. And then finally, the interview goes, "Well, how old's your son?" He goes, "He's 3."
It was, but it was, that was a recruiting card for like the stupid little league.
It was for the high school. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. It was for the Tykes.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was the, I think, what is it, start at like 11? I think those that league did. But he was trying to recruit a 3-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, those leagues start. I know someone who lives in Alabama whose kid plays tackle at, he's 8, played tackle football. So I think that was the Friday Night Tykes for a little younger than 11. Maybe they were not.
Have you noticed that those leagues like that around here are at least, they're tough to find?
Yeah. I
mean, there's a million flag football leagues, and you can find that. And matter of fact, there's even the NFL-sponsored flag football leagues, which have found their way into Massachusetts, intramurals and things like that. But you can't find, I mean, you can't. It's really tough to find a tackle football league for young kids.
Yeah, I just know that like a couple kids playing them, but I've never seen advertising, and I have no idea where they play.
Like, I wouldn't know where to go, but I could find a million flag football leagues for like kids that are like 10, 12 years old.
My son had something at a high school, a baseball thing at a high school, and there was a football game going on for like youth, you know, under high school age, probably, you know, fifth grade. And it looked miserable. Like, every play, some kid would lay on the ground, and they'd have to come out.
Sure, sure.
And they'd have to see how he was doing. And then another play would run, and some kid would lay on the ground, and they would have to come out and see how they were doing. It just seemed awful. And the coaches were all, like, hard-ons, yelling and screaming.
Oh, sure.
Great.
Yeah,
and great.
And the kids weren't hurt. They were just, you know, give me a little tension.
Not used to getting hit hard. I got hit hard.
It didn't appear.
Gonna
that,
lie here for a while.
Didn't appear that there was a lot of hard hitting going on. Oh, okay. On, but, all right. Nonetheless, all right, Rich. What happened last night?
We've got some interesting news about the conditions that are going to be out in Kansas City for this Sunday's game. It is also affecting some of the betting, and we will get to some of the comments that have been made by Celtics legends about Kyrie Irving and what's going on right now with your Boston basketball team.
Oh, finally, we can hear from the greats like Wally Szczerbiak. Tell us what's going on. We'll find all about that in just a moment.
98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, as we are now only 4 days away from the AFC Championship, it's good to know that the team's success hasn't softened Bill Belichick one bit when it comes to his attitudes toward the press.
Question with regards to Tyreek Hill, is there any way to coach for that speed? Because obviously he seems to have a gear that pretty much nobody has.
What do you mean coach for? Like, can we make somebody that fast?
No, but I mean, do you have to have guys adjust angles when they're pursuing him, change cushions when they're covering him?
Yeah.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Yeah, so, yeah, what do you mean, make somebody faster? Yeah, sure, give him robot legs. That's exactly what we're saying, Bill Belichick. Well, the NFL has officially announced the officiating crew that will be working the AFC title game on Sunday, and it appears the Patriots fans are none too happy with the league's choice.
Uh-oh.
Because the NFL has tabbed Cleet Blakeman to serve as referee. Now, who is Cleet Blakeman? Only someone who, when his name is uttered, Michael Hurley somewhere, becomes extremely aroused, because Mr. Cleet played a major role in, you guessed it, the deflated balls of Rooney situation.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Blakeman was the guy working for the AFC title game when he was one of the guys who was officially in charge of measuring the air pressure in the footballs, and shenanigans were expected when multiple gauges were using. I'm getting the shakes just talking about this all over again. So as I saw someone on Twitter say last night, so I guess it's going to be 11 versus 18 on the field Sunday afternoon.
Yep,
they're out to get you. So get ready. I did, however, see Michael Hurley put a screen cap of him clicking on his Deflategate documents on his desktop.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the lies. So my man.
I actually heard Adam Jones yesterday, and it was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about how, you know, the Chargers, how are they going to deal with the atmosphere in Gillette? And he was saying the Patriots militia. He was making fun of the Patriots militia.
With the firing off? Well, the ladies that be shooting out the guns.
The Patriots. But the point was, like, how do you deal with the Patriots militia? This atmosphere is so intimidating.
I'll never not think of Mr. Brandon Mayweather.
I got it from one of the ladies on the Patriots that be shooting out the gun, the one of the Patriot ladies.
Which I think was a guy. He just had one of those wigs on.
Oh, it was definitely a guy. It was definitely a guy.
The Patriots militia, they're scary. Those crazy wigs.
Sure.
Those ladies are not so crazy.
They'd be shooting out the guns.
They'd be shooting out the guns. But that is, because I never really, I mean, I always thought, the guy's pathetic that did it. Like, you got to stand out there and you got to dress up like that.
Yep.
But then it just reminded me of it. And I'm trying to think if there's, and there probably is, but like a lamer thing in the NFL than the old guys dressed as Revolutionary War soldiers.
Well, I would say the fans dressed as Darth Vader in Oakland.
Yeah, but that's the fans. I'm talking about.
Oh, a team-sponsored thing.
Yeah, like something that occurs on the field.
Hmm.
I'm sure there is something, but I just can't think of it. Because, like, in Kansas City, it's that horse.
Yep.
But I don't think that that's nearly as bad as just having a bunch of old guys in Revolutionary War costumes.
No, I don't know. I can't think. I don't know anything like that.
No, it's just really, really lame.
It does take me by surprise sometimes. Like, if you're at the game, you're just like, hi.
Oh, but the worst
it's was loud.
The worst is the Boston Cannons, which is, because there's not obviously nearly as many people.
Oh, I've been.
And then
it's very scary.
Oh, yeah. And they shoot
really scary.
Yep. Like a full on cannon.
Especially if you're there for the first time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, that's a nice prop. I get it. Boston cannons. There they go. They fire that sucker off.
And it's like,
after goals, you're like, whoa. That's right.
It's like an AC/DC concert. And they do for those about to rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except there's only like eight people.
I mean, like your kids are crying. And oh, my God.
Well, apparently the game on Sunday will not only have an Arctic breeze bringing temperatures reportedly as low as -5, but also possibly something a little more sinister. Looking at the lunar phases, we may see a special kind of lunar eclipse near the completion of Sunday's game. A rare total eclipse visible in its entirety of the United States, something known as the Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
Merlin has doth summoned the Herco service from the Necronomicon. Beware the Super Blood Wolf Moon. I saw that all over the place yesterday.
And I'm like, Super Blood
yes,
Wolf Moon.
Not a normal blood moon.
I see.
Or even a somewhat impressive blood wolf moon, but a Super Blood Wolf Moon. One that the Rust Monster, who yields not for sword or axe, but only when his craving for paladin blood doth be satisfied. Only the Super Doth Blood Moon will scare him away. Say nay, Rust Monster. You shall not be appeased this evening.
So, what is the Super Blood Moon?
It's a lunar eclipse. That seems like all the other ones, but it's got a cooler name.
So the moon is covered.
Yeah, it's going to be a lunar eclipse that apparently happens near the end of the game. And I guess, and I was like, well, really, what makes this so special to earn like this super gnarly name? And it's just that apparently most of the United States will be able to see it. And I'm like, why is that? like honestly, well, when did George R.R. Martin just slip in?
That's when a hologram of Ronnie James Dio comes up. And he goes, I invented devil horns.
And I cannot get on the rides at Six Flags. Much too short, I have been cursed.
Look at it. I'm here. Look down.
I accidentally bought a condo on floor 22 and I cannot reach the button. Sorry, I will have to move. Floor 3, please. I'll walk the rest of the way.
Hey, I'm a premonition. Look. Down here. Oh, no, I'm here.
How can God curse someone and make them so small and three apples high? That shall be I.
So that's going to affect the movement of the ball. And so, I mean, gravity will change.
Sure.
I mean, of course. I mean, you know it's going to happen. And everyone's going to, of course, blame shenanigans for, you know, the Bill Belichick winning the coin toss. As people in the past have said, there was magnets in the coin. But no, it'd be the magnetic pull from the super blood wolf moon.
Yeah.
So just blame what's happening in the sky, because it's going to be extra super cool. It's not even apparently make things look different. It's just literally like a lunar eclipse. If anyone knows why, everyone is reporting on this.
So it's basically like if it was like a really overcast day. And you couldn't see the moon.
No. It's just a regular eclipse. Nothing about it being overcast.
No. But I'm saying that you couldn't see the moon, but there's like days you can't see the moon.
Okay, yeah. But you'll be able to see this one.
What?
but you'll see it being eclipsed.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, there's times you can't see the moon.
I saw this thing everywhere yesterday. I'm like, honestly, why is everyone reporting on
because
this?
Because they're running out of stuff to
you're,
do.
You're probably right.
Because no one bid on the cold thing. So now they're trying to, it's going to be super cold. And everyone's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well.
Now, apparently the weather did affect the betting odds for the AFC Championship game. They are saying that. I think the over-under went down by 2 points. I believe it was at 57, and it's now down to 55. That makes more sense than affecting the spread.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, one could argue that the scoring might not be as high because it's as cold, and, you know, sure. I get that part of it.
All right.
So when all the talking heads convened yesterday, Eric Dickerson... He was on one of them.
He's really good at it.
Yeah. they rolled
remember
him out.
He was a sideline reporter for Monday Night Football for about a year?
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. He was there for a year, and then he was so bad they fired him.
Yeah, you don't remember because they stopped going to him about 4 days.
All right, ED, we'll throw it down to you. Yeah, that was kickoff, and thank you.
Well, I don't know how many people had to take vacation for him to get on one of these shows, but he said yesterday on one of the shows that he wanted a Patriots-Rams Super Bowl. Hey, guess why?
And I'll say this to all the Boston fans, as I watch them on social media. They're after me. We want a rematch from in L.A. We want them back again because they cheated us. They cheated us. They know they cheated us.
Interesting.
Back in New Orleans. They watched our film, so we want some more of them. But
interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure. You know, all Patriots fans, A, can find you on social media, and B, remember you. From the fact you didn't play against the Patriots in that Super Bowl.
I would like to see actually if anyone really is saying anything to him on social media.
No, that's the Max Kellerman school. You know, Boston fans are very protective of their teams, so you have to mention them to get them to pay attention to you, and then if you say something bad, they'll react. So good for Eric Dickerson. At least he's trying.
Yeah, I think that he's probably got like 1,000 followers and no one's reaching out to him.
Yeah, he's been irrelevant for how many years now? No one, everyone forgot about him.
Well, when they were talking about that Danny Ainge thing, what show's he on?
Not Speak for Yourself. That's the Chris Carter one.
No. He does the Kellerman in... No. He does some show...
The Skip Bayless one? Because the Skip Bayless one and Shannon Sharp... Undisputed.
Yeah, he does that because when they were talking about Danny Ainge, and you texted us, so I started like watching the show for a while, and they put him on for like 10 minutes, and then he's gone. He has to show up for 10 minutes and sit there.
Now, as far as the Patriots, we know that they've seen, we've all seen the new attitude of everyone thinks we suck become the mantra of the players ever since Brady said it to Tracy Wolfson on Sunday. Well, Philip Dorsett seems to agree.
I don't worry about it. I mean, you see it at the end of the day with social media and this day and age, you see it. You don't really worry about it. All you can worry about is what you have in this locker room. And we got a bunch of guys that are ready to fight. We just go out there and just try to play the best game as we can.
But if you had to ask, who's the most positive guy in the locker room this week? Who's the guy who's like, he's not going to talk about the haters. He's going to talk about how lucky he is to be there. Of course. Let's go, Slate.
Well, I mean, I tell you, we've been extremely blessed to be in the situation that we've been in over the last, you know, 7-8 years. There's so many things that really factor in when you talk about being able to have this kind of success. But I think you hit on it. The brotherhood is a big part of it. I think what I found is when you take the time to invest in people, what makes them tick, and take the time to try to go out of your way to show them love and show them that you care about them beyond the game of football, it creates something special within the locker room.
Ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
You know, he's excited about the Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Excuse me, Mr. Belichick. Slow it down. Look up into the cosmos and see the Super Wolf Blood Moon.
Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
So, Philip Dorsett found negativity on social media. My goodness.
I don't know what social media he's going on.
But how odd. Not, people are being mean and casting aspersions on him? All right, Rich, what will we talk about after the headlines?
We will get to that Celtics news. Also, a little bit coming out of the Red Sox and some interesting stuff as far as Craig Kimbrell's future is concerned.
And they, what's his face from the Yankees there got in trouble? Wetland.
Yeah, I did.
I did not see that.
That's not good.
Underage girls.
Oh, hey.
Not good.
But apparently he has big mental problems. All right, so we'll have that. Here are the headlines. 98.5 Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score a pair of general admission passes for Boston Calling, happening this Memorial Day weekend. More than 40 bands and comedians over three stages, including Greta Van Fleet, Travis Scott, and 21 Pilots. Three-day passes on sale now at bostoncalling.com.
By the way, this was interesting. We were discussing this off the air yesterday, and if, you know, obviously the Patriots have a 1 out of 4 shot, or actually, I'm sorry, a 50-50 shot of going to the Super Bowl right now, and maybe you're considering possibly going to Atlanta for the Super Bowl. Well, one thing that has kind of thrown a wrench into some of the travel plans is the government shutdown. And when you look at the TSA lines, there's no worse place right now than Atlanta. As a matter of fact, if you look at any of the morning shows, almost all of them have somebody this morning at Hartsfield, which is the busiest airport in the country. Is it the world or the country? Okay,
world.
It's the world now. So, and the one thing, if you've never been there before, unlike Logan and some of the other ones, there's not like different gates that you can drive to and everything's divided up. All of the security goes through one giant security line that is at Hartsfield. Now, there's a ton of different screeners and lanes to go through, but you still have to all go through the same place, which means the backup can be ridiculously long. So according to CBS, the story just came out, so, and they were just discussing it on the news this morning, is that yesterday it was about a 90-minute wait to get through security. So now all of a sudden they're saying, well, if this is the case when the Super Bowl isn't in town, what is it going to be like? And so this is from CBS. They said, a day after travelers waited nearly 9 minutes in snail speed security lines, the world's busiest airport, Atlanta's mayor was concerned Tuesday about the waits that could result when the city hosts the Super Bowl. The ongoing partial government shutdown is, quote, uncharted territory amid planning for one of the world's biggest sporting events. And they said that on an average day, 60 to 80,000 passengers are screened at Hartsfield-Jackson. They call February 4th Mass Exodus Monday, which is because that's the day that everybody is going to be leaving after going for the Super Bowl. And not only that, but, you know, Mondays are big travel days anyway. And they're saying that number could almost double from 60,000 to 110,000 passengers expected to be departing from Atlanta. Now, that, if you just simply use your math, if it's 90 minutes for that amount, then you're looking at a ridiculous amount of time that you're going to be sitting around. I mean, up to 3 hours. And I think they've already reported up to 3-hour waits even without the Super Bowl during all of this going on at Hartsfield Airport. So this is something to possibly consider. Now, you would hope that in the next 2.5 weeks, things would get worked out, but you never know. I mean, it could be the case. So if you're planning on going, do you just say, F it, I'm going to stay an extra day. I'm going to take an extra day off and maybe fly back on that Tuesday instead of on Monday when you're going to be waiting a ridiculous amount of time?
I would.
I mean, put it this way. You've completely wasted a day if you're spending 3 hours at the airport.
Right.
So why not just stick around one more day, stay in town if you can afford it with the vacation days, and come back then? Or drive to Birmingham. Yeah. And fly out of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Which is like an hour away.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's electric, all the flights that they have going out of there.
Well, the other news story that came out of from all of this is, did you hear all these stories about, you know, everyone's calling out sick now. I guess the numbers of 138% more than this time last year, which makes sense because a lot of these people aren't getting paid. But what they're doing now is kind of a protest, is they're just cranking like rap music with all the explicit lyrics in it. Like, apparently there was a story about how there was this Travis Scott song that was called Sicko that was being cranked out there. There was, like, an old Beastie Boys song. Someone was just cranking License to Ill, Eminem
Where?
Stuff.
Like, in the airport?
Yeah. Like, the TSA people, I guess, control the speakers that are over the area. So they're just putting in, like, explicit rap music just to piss everybody off who's coming through.
Fantastic.
Now, I don't know what that proves.
I'd much rather have that than a wait. play anything. I don't care if my kids are there.
I think it might be, if I got to work and not get paid, I'm going to listen to what I want to listen to.
Yeah.
And you guys are just going to have to suck it. I'm going to stay here. And this is I'm putting in my music off my Spotify account.
Well, since I've lived in it, well, Richie, you lived there too, but since I lived there for 8 years, I got a call from someone here at the station that is looking to book hotel rooms. There are cities I've never heard of that
they want to book hotel rooms in?
Yep.
But there's plenty of hotel rooms left. Like, plenty in Atlanta. But they're not even that expensive.
Well,
that's the only thing about Atlanta. There's a million hotels there.
The man begs to differ on that.
By the way, I've always thought that that's a myth. Like, a city gets overrun when there's a Super Bowl. I mean, you can only hold so many people.
I mean,
Falcons games sell out.
I mean, it's 75,000 people.
Right. 75,000 people can go to the game. Now, I know that there's people on the outside who want to, you know, be part of the peripheral. But if there's a big
convention, it can be way more than that.
Sure.
So, but I mean, they were asking about places 25 miles outside the city in towns I've never heard of.
All I know is that when the Olympics were there, they essentially scared everyone away. So, it's going to be like, you know, the whole world's coming into town, and just no one went downtown. You have to understand, nobody lives downtown. So it's just made for big events like this. You come in, it saturates it. You go down to, it's not like Boston or it's not like New York. You go to Atlanta on a Saturday, it's a ghost town. No one's there. I can't think of another city that's like that. I don't think Baltimore is like that. Every time I went there for like a Red Sox game on the weekend, seems like there's people living around the area.
Yeah.
Like nobody lives in downtown Atlanta where the Mercedes-Benz Stadium is. So as far as it being saturated, not being able to find a hotel room, that's ridiculous. There's plenty. Go on Expedia. You'll see it. I looked yesterday, as a matter of fact, and they're not even that expensive.
For the weekend of the Super Bowl?
Yep, for the weekend of the Super Bowl. It's not even that bad.
Well.
Which town were they? I've
never heard of it. There was a lot of talk about the airport, and I'm like, don't stay. What is this airport shenanigans?
I had a friend one time who said, he was going in town for like a sporting event. He goes, well, I found a hotel room in a city. It sounds kind of nice, College Park.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that.
See, College Park sounds nice. Oh, yeah. No.
Look at the crime rates. The birthplace of every rapper that is from there. And then listen to the lyrics of their songs about how they grew up.
Yeah.
But, you should have heard these places. It's fascinating. Fascinating what goes on here.
And by the way, the flights are dirt cheap. And that's because Delta, you know, has such a huge presence here in Boston, and that's the hub in Atlanta. So, I mean, you can find a lot of round-trip tickets for just over $200.
How far is Emory? There's a bunch of hotels by Emory, but
Emory's not far.
No, I know, but it's by Virginia Highlands, but how far?
It's further than that. It's about, like, 20 minutes away. So, put it this way. Public transportation in Atlanta almost doesn't exist. They have, like, their version of the T, but it's not near anything. Mm-hmm. You got to walk a long way. It's we're so spoiled here. You're going to have to either get a car or spend a lot of money on Ubering while you're there. That's like, the only other thing
Marietta
about that city.
Was one of the only towns that I had heard of.
Well, that's 40 minutes. It's a 30-minute drive. Yeah. 30 to 40-minute drive.
Yeah.
That would be, yeah, I mean, that would be like I'm going to stay in Framingham or even further than Framingham.
Yeah, that I was going to, you're going to stay like outside of 495.
Yeah, I'm staying in like Newburyport. That's what it's that's like saying. Oh,
no, not that.
What's Newbury, probably 45 minutes away?
I just don't understand why it's so difficult. Like, it's so difficult to book things. I mean, you're right. Like, people in, like, that entertain clients, like friends of mine, they go to all the Super Bowls. Like, it's just, I mean, they do it at the last minute.
Sure. Yeah. Flights are going to be easy and inexpensive. The hotel rooms, as of right now, don't seem too bad. Now, everything changes after Sunday because a lot of people are waiting wisely. Although, a hotel room. I'd book it now. I think you can, like most hotel rooms, you can cancel up to a week before. Now, maybe they might have a restriction for this specific weekend, and I would understand why. But, I mean, as far as, like, buying your ticket, there's plenty of flights down there, man. It is – this isn't like going – I mean, you're not going to the moon. You're going to a place where everything's inexpensive.
It's a hub.
Yeah. Truly, it's a hub, and it's inexpensive. And then the weather's probably not going to be awful. So, I mean, I'm talking out of my ass. I don't know what the weather's going to be, but it's in the south. So – It wouldn't be a horrible place to go to the Super Bowl, put it that way.
Well, if there's 3-hour waits, yes, it would.
Now, except for that, which is going to be weird, but I have faith that this is probably all going to be done by then.
I have absolutely no faith this is going to be
I'm
done.
I'm sure everything will be perfectly fine.
No.
Streamline the heck out of it.
Many french fries.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that girl, the woman on MSNBC that said Lindsey Graham, Trump might have something very... bad about on Lindsey Graham?
No.
It was completely, there was no evidence. There's just
speculation.
Like that.
Just speculation. Fairly irresponsible, but what can you do?
Yeah, so I have no hope that will be done by then. And so.
I also think that there is a contingent, and I don't blame them, that if the Patriots do make the Super Bowl, you got to be thinking to yourself, how many more shots at this are you going to get? As far as, you know, seeing Brady do his thing and as far as this team, I mean, if you're ever going to go, you got to go, don't you?
No, not if there's a 3-hour wait at security. See, I'm not
with
lying.
Fred. That's on that Monday. No, I'm with Fred on that. I am. Getting into Atlanta is not a problem, but if I'm staring down 3 hours in security, I mean, A, you wait until Tuesday, or B, I legit would think about not going. But yeah. That's me. I hate waiting. I hate long lines.
Well, 3.5 hours is cruel.
I hate it. I mean,
it's cruel.
The Logan Airport after 9/11 was a lot like that. But it just, honest to God, that made me think twice about flying anywhere. I mean, for a long time after 9/11, because airport, and understandably so. I mean, everybody was on heightened alert after 9/11 at Logan, but. You know, I had a couple of trips planned, and I canceled them because I hated the wait.
They said that there's going to be a pretty good test for them as far as a representative of what they think the day after the Super Bowl is going to be, and that's because we've got Martin Luther King Day, and Monday is a huge travel day.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that might be like a dress rehearsal for what might be coming, and that'll be interesting to see just how long those waits are going to be then. Because Hartsfield's already a pain in the ass, and with all this going on, it might be a 3-hour pain in the ass.
And if I'm going to take, you know, if I'm not going to show up to work and take vacation, and I want to stick it to everyone, I'm going to do it the day after the Super Bowl. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group. All I know is if we go down there, I was like, oh, maybe I'll go to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to the Super Bowl. It's not worth it.
Get the hell out of there on Friday.
Yeah, car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group. Contest line 617-931-0985. Will score a pair of general admission passes for Boston Calling happening this Memorial Day weekend. More than 40 bands and comedians over 3 stages, including Greta Van Fleet, Travis Scott, and 21 Pilots. 3-day passes on sale now at bostoncalling.com. We will return.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. You can watch us now on Twitch. Simply go to twitch.tv and search the Sports Hub, or you can go on your smartphone and download the Twitch app and search out the Sports Hub. You know, this Australian Open first round, we always like it when something's live. And these first round matches have all sucked.
Yeah.
Like, Nadal just took care of this guy in like a half an hour.
Serena Williams gave up 5 points in the first set of her first round match. Five total.
And then it goes immediately to the Golic show, which is I have to sprint over to a remote control to turn it off or else I get very nervous.
A lot of rage.
Yeah, I just get filled with rage because his dopey son's there, too. His dopey son.
You know, I thought it was Wingo.
It's Wingo and his dopey son and him.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're trying to squeeze out the Wingo, huh?
I don't know. They're
trying to make it Golic and Golic?
Yeah, I mean.
Double G?
He's just like, hey, Dad, can I get a job? Yeah, you just sit here with me. We'll talk. Oh, good. I'm my own man. Thanks, Dad.
Sure, Wingo's feeling pretty good about this.
I really earned my way into this slot. All right. Quickly, Rich, what do you got?
So tonight's going to be interesting because the Celtics are going to try to right the ship against one of the best teams in the NBA.
The best.
Do they have officially the best record?
The best record in the NBA.
Well, Toronto and Kawhi Leonard, they are obviously a buzzsaw right now. And the Celtics have lost three in a row after winning four in a row. And Kyrie is starting to lose his mind. As a matter of fact, after he had a meeting with his players during the Orlando Magic, or after the Orlando Magic game, rather, saying that less experienced players haven't adjusted to the pressure that comes with the heightened expectations. And then you had Jaylen Brown saying something like, we don't need to be pointing fingers right now. It seems like something's amiss right now with the chemistry
of this
team.
Sounds like Kyrie Irving has turned into LeBron James.
Well, that is true. When LeBron James came in, he started telling these guys how to win, but they ended up winning.
Yeah, because he's LeBron James, and he can single-handedly take over a game and go to eight straight NBA finals based almost entirely on his own.
Kyrie Irving won him that ring. I don't think there's any...
In the finals, but not throughout the season. I mean, if they take LeBron James off that team, they don't come close to the finals.
That is true. That is definitely true.
I think, a little bit different of a scenario. I think LeBron James... go look at history or whatever you want, but LeBron James and Michael Jordan are pretty much two guys that can get away with it.
Sure. Well, Kyrie Irving called out his teammates, and Paul Pierce was asked about it on The Jump, and here's what he had to say.
You know, however he has to do it to wake them up, Kyrie understands what it takes to win a championship, so he's trying to show them there's an everyday process to this. And that's when I won a championship and we came back the next year, it was like, don't get bored with the process or understand what the process is. And that's what he's trying to teach them. And that's why they're inconsistent, because they don't understand that. It doesn't start just on the court during games. It's in practice. It's the little things. Like, I watched that play. Obviously, that maybe Jason Tatum was an option, but I think the first option was to go to Harper and some type of action from there. So it's the little things that they have to follow, the details that it's going to take for them to win a championship. And Kyrie's trying to show them that. I mean, Kyrie's the only one with a title out there, you know, and Baines, you know, with San Antonio. So it could be from Al Horford to Gordon Hayward. These guys don't know. So they got to bring their hard hats each and every day, because, like you said, expectations are here.
Hit it, DJ Scratch.
How do they decide when to play music?
I think when they go to a highlight.
Okay, because it's awesome.
Yeah. Or just random.
Yeah.
Just the middle, like, mid-sentence.
I don't know if I can handle watching this. Oh, here we go.
Now you got me back because I'm bobbing my head. Say it, Paul. Come on.
All right, do we have the Kellerman stuff?
It'll be in just a minute. By the way, there is something that about tonight's game that has me kind of more excited to watch it than I should be. And that is that Jason Tatum will be debuting Nike's brand new HyperAdapt sneakers. What are those? Remember Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
Remember the ones that didn't need laces or anything and just mechanically hugged onto your foot?
Yeah.
Nike just announced those yesterday, and there will only be a couple players in the NBA who will be playing them. And $350 is what they go for.
Oh, my God.
February 17th, you have to charge them. And they come with, like, a charging pad.
Oh, my God.
That you lay them on top of when you're not using them.
Charging pad is sold separately, or does that come with the package?
Well, it's got to
come.
I don't know.
Thinking separate.
Well, Bird said that Shane McMahon wore them yesterday in a wrestling show.
Okay.
Oh, did he really?
So
he was the first?
Yeah, so right. That's old news. Old news.
It's got
God, you prove your ignorance every day.
It's got like cables Yeah. And by, the best part of it, of the press release, was that, and you can sync it to your iPhone with an app. Like, why would you do that? There's a button on it. Just reach down. You know how much longer it takes to take your phone, unlock it, open it up, go to your app, and then say, tighten shoes, when you honestly could just reach down and touch the button on your shoe?
When you're the son of the most important man in the world, like Shane McMahon.
Yes, he is you, the most
you
important.
Have someone who does that for you. Mean Gene, R.I.P. There'll be no commercials here, just the headlines.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network. Work.